Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we begin in the hush now. Block Talk Radio, listening Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together is like a dream team. A Bronx bomber who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Ray said getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, and you already know what it is. We turned all the way up, man. We're going to talk to our wonderful sponsors and thank them, Ohana Shop, along with Strictly Bone One and Capital Custom. You already know what it is, man. We turned all the way up, man. We're going to have the one, the only, the super, the duper, almighty guru of mixtapes, a.k.a. the drama king, a.k.a. the man with the plan. He's not just a DJ. Your man, the one, the only, K-Slay, live in the building. You better act like you know before you get smacked, baby. You already know what it is. What up, K?
Yeah, what's going on? Talk
ain't
to
nothing
me.
Much, man.
Talk to
nothing
me.
Much, man. Yo, we got to give you some Lush Radio welcome real quick, fam. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what's okay. Up. That's what's up.
Hey, yo, it's an honor and a privilege to have you on the show, my dude, for real, because I know how hard it is. You know, Cassie, yo, I can't won't even answer the phone for me, man, so I'm just going to say, man, it's an honor, my dude, for real, to have you on the show, for real, definitely.
Nah, you know? It's all good. I try to extend my hand wherever I could. You know, sometimes things get hectic, but you caught me at a good time, you know?
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. Hey, real quick, can we get a quick drop before we get into it? You know what I'm saying? This is K-Slay, and I'm rocking with Lush Radio Online. Real quick, fam.
It's on.
Yeah, it's on. You go ahead.
Yo, it's DJ K-Slay, and I'm rocking with Lush Radio Online. Like that?
Yeah, that's what it is, man. Good money.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was cool. That was cool, Vince. I appreciate you, man. Can you go ahead, if you got any shout-outs and anything, you want to go ahead and get your shout-outs in, and we can get down to the nitty-gritty?
Nah, this just roll. I ain't got a shout-out.
All right. That's what it is. I'm gonna go ahead and bring my co-host in, Future Guru from Jersey, and bring him in real quick. Hey, Guru, you're live on the line with K-Slay, fam.
Shout out to Lush Radio. Shout out to DJ K-Slay. This.
Hello?
That's what it is.
Appreciate you joining the show, K-Slay. I'm on my Twitter. I'm just gonna shout you out real quick. The last time I seen you was the car show, the Funk Flex car show. I was at that joint 09. I got a drop from Flex on the on my website that day because I had my camera out there going crazy, man. And I
saw you in the building, dog. You know, it was all cool. You know, so I just want to shout you out and let you know that I know everything is good out here, man. I'm an Irvington cat. I'm from Jersey, so I make sure I get out there and do my promotion. You know, we shouting out Rush Radio right now. We got the whole East Coast, Maryland, DMV. So we appreciate you right now joining us, man. That's why we're going to ask you to follow us back on Twitter so we can keep them up on your updates. Shout out to Papoose and all that. You know, appreciate you today, baby.
It's all good.
That's what it is. We're gonna go ahead and get into it real quick, you know what I'm saying? Get into the interview. You know what I'm saying? Lines is blowing up retarded like right now. You know what I'm saying? So, K Slate, man, you know what I'm saying? First and foremost, man, you know, you got the new project going on. We got a new project going on right now, you know what I'm saying? Not just the DJ, you know what I'm saying? Explain that whole situation. You know, I know you do a whole bunch of different things. You do stuff in the community, and you're a publisher, you know what I mean, for Straight Stuntin' Magazine. You do the radio. But, you know, in your words, you know, explain and let everybody know why you titled the album That Situation.
Yeah, well, the name More Than Just a DJ came from, you know, I feel like DJ in my case is an understatement. You know, I'm from the birth of this whole culture. You know, I watch hip-hop evolve from disco into hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, with my accolades, not just being DJing, you know what I'm saying, being from the breakdance era, the graffiti era, then evolving into being a publisher, an A&R, two different radio hosts, you know what I'm saying, doing projects in my community, you know. I got a couple of events getting ready to come up on networks, you know, this year. Like, so it's just like, that's like an understatement, you know what I'm saying? It's almost mm-hmm. like them just referring to you as just a woman. You understand mm-hmm. what I'm saying? More than mm-hmm. just a woman. You know what I'm saying? You got more going on. So I just wanted to, you know, clarify that.
Yeah, that's real talk. And he definitely is more, you know, than just a DJ. I mean, for you, you know, you being an entrepreneur and you setting the standard, like, you know, you went beyond DJ. You started around in the 70s era and, you know what I'm saying, as a DJ, but then you grew from that and became this mixtape guru. You know what I'm saying? Then started your record label, you know what I'm saying, back in, you know, the whole situation with Pat Coos. And, you know what I'm saying, being an A&R for Ray J joint that showed like 3 million, you know what I'm saying, 3 million sold, you know what I'm saying, and dealing with Shade 45 and Hot 97, the basketball tournaments and everything that you're doing makes you a remarkable man. And see, not a lot of people even get to know that. All they know is about the drama and what Case Lay. I want to get to the point of the other side that cats don't know, you know what I'm saying, about a Case, you know what I'm saying? For real, you know?
No doubt. Yeah, uh-huh. At the end of the day, people are always going to try to use the negativity about an
mm-hmm.
individual, you understand? But they'll never try to shine the light on the good that you do. My basketball tournament in my hood is like a memorial for all the people that passed away. And I've been
mm-hmm.
doing it. This is coming up on 15 years. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I ain't get a record deal until 2001. So, I mean, 6 years before I was even officially stamped in the industry, I was doing this. You know what I'm saying? You know,
mm-hmm.
nobody was doing it for us when we was younger. So it was something that I just wanted to do. You know, just let me leave my mark like this. You know, maybe that'll make up for some of the foolishness I did when I was younger. You understand? You know, that's how I look at it. You understand? But at the end of the
mm-hmm.
day, you know, I'm built for everything. You know, they can shoot their lugs. You know, I'm going to shoot them back. You know, I'm good.
But Lush Radio got mad love for you, K-Man, because, you know what I'm saying, you're definitely a good dude, man. And so with this, the new album, the whole situation like that, you know what I'm saying, I heard you got a lot of, I mean, I know everything fire is coming from K-Slay, but, you know what I'm saying, I know you got Man of Respect, and you got another song, I think it's called Lay It Down or something like that. But tell us some of the fire that's on the new joint, you know what I mean? Let the people know, you know what I'm saying, what you got coming on. Give them a little teaser, you know what I'm saying, a little taste of that.
My album is just the epitome of hip-hop. You know, you're going to hear, you know, Raekwon, Ghostface, AZ. You know, of course, you know, I got the gods on there, Peace of the Gods and the Earth, you know. I got the God, Freedom, and Law building on there, Papa Wu. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I got Dipset up on there. You understand what I'm saying? I got, of course, my G-Unit brothers. You know, I got Twist on there. I got Bun B. I got OJ the Juice Man. I got Saigon, Papoose, Uncle Murder, Graf, Yo Gotti, of course, you know, the homie Ray J, you know, and M.O.P., you know what I'm saying? I got the vets on there. You know, I got Young Chris, you know, from Philly on there. I got Baby Sis, Remy Mars on there. You know, Jackie O is on there. You know, my homegirl Adonis is on there from Philly. You know, I just mixed it up. I got a real compilation album with all genres of music for people from everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Something that a lot of people ain't doing, and a lot of people who deserve shots ain't getting. Well, they on my album, you know?
That's real talk right there. And yo, salute to Papa Wu. He always comes on here. That's like my best friend. I love him to death. I always call him for advice. He was on the show like last year, and I actually brought him on Microphone Bully, the other TV joint that we be live on TV each and every Sunday from 6 to 9, Microphone Bully, my big brother Biz. He actually played your video last night. On Sunday. He played your video with Ray J and stuff and
okay,
everything. You know, he's supporting, you know what I'm saying, the whole movement and everything, man. But, yeah, man, you got some fire coming out there, man. You know, the other thing is, like, with the situation with Pap, like, what made you say, yo, I'm going to go ahead and just, you know what I'm saying, back Pap and, you know what I'm saying, and just go in, like, you know, and go in with that situation?
At the end of the day, Papoose is a real ambitious dude, but beyond that, he's intelligent. You understand? Like, you know, a wise man can play the role of a fool, but a fool can't play the role of a wise man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these rap cats is fools. You understand? Like, straight fools, and you know, they couldn't think their way out of a wet paper bag. Papoose on the other hand, Papoose on the other hand is just like when I met him and I was building with him and I heard the Alphabetical Slaughter record and I asked him, what made you do that? How did you learn to flip them alphabets like that? And when the brother told me he heard when he was younger, he heard that Malcolm X had read the whole dictionary front to back when he was in the pen. So that inspired him to read the whole dictionary. But the only difference was Papoose wasn't in jail. So when you get a brother that can sit down and take the time out of their life and read a whole dictionary front to back, that's somebody that I said I could work with. You understand what I'm saying? Because it's more than just him trying to say some tough words out his mouth and get some money to run around here like an idiot. The boy is intelligent. He deserves a shot. So that did it for me.
That's real talk right there, man. The lines is blowing up. Let me get these cats on here so they can ask you some questions, fam, because the lines is blowing up right now. Calling from the 617, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Online with the one and only K Slay. What up, fam? Where you calling from and what's your name? 617-785? I guess you're just listening. Don't be scared. You're live online. Caller from a block number. You're live on the line with K Slay. What it do, fam?
Hey, girlfriend. What's happening? It's Big Things at Mayman Entertainment from the Bay Area West Coast. What's happening with your mind?
What's up with you, man? You live on the line with K Slay, baby. What's up?
Man, getting it in. K Slay, man. Hey, I want to congratulate you on your new album, man. I've been a fan of yours. Since years back, man. I remember when you came to the Bay in 06.
Yeah.
I secured it for one of the promoters out here.
My man, B. Taylor brought me out there.
Yeah, man. You know Brian. Yeah, man. So we had a chance to kick it with you and My Emotion and stuff, man. So I've always been a fan of yours, bro. And you've always been a straight-up dude. And my question to you is this. Like, who influenced you basically to become a DJ? Like, you know, you had the greats like DJ Herc and all those cats and DJ Grandmaster Flash, but I want to know from you, who was your influence and what started that hunger?
Yo, on the real, it was an older cat in my project. You know, I was like maybe like around 11 years old, and I used to sell loose joints for him.
Okay.
And one day, like, you know, yeah, of course, older dude, you know, corrupted me, you know what I'm saying? But one day I came to his crib, and he told me, yo, I'm having a little gathering. I need you to sit in this back room. And it was two component sets. He said, when this 45 go off, put this next one on. And when this one go off, put the next. And it was just a stack of 45s, and I sat there, and I did it. And I was kind of, like, having fun doing it, you know? So from there, I pursued some of the older cats on my project, got in Willie Clyde that had a system to teach me how to DJ, and he did that, and the rest is history. I mean, the other brothers like Flash and Africa Bambaataa, those was definitely icons that I looked up to coming up, but the first influence came from them two brothers in my project, Rodney Woodson and Willie Clyde.
Okay.
That's real tough.
By the way, being that you from the Bay Area, get that album, man, because I got San Quentin on there. I got Big Rich on there. I got Hood Stars on there. I got Locksmith on there. And I got Mr. FAB. I rock with y'all.
Hey, man, let me say this. Anything you need out here in Northern California for the West Coast concern, get at me. Hey, my girl got my info, man. Let's get it in.
All right, that's what's up, my bro.
I definitely slide you that information, okay, you know what I'm saying? And everything, right. That's good money right there, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, we live in the building. If you're just joining us, man, we got the world famous, you know what I'm saying, the man they call the Drama King, but I don't call him the Drama King. I think he a good dude, you know what I'm saying? He just trying to do his thing, man. Support the album, man, for real. Support the album. Support the mag. You know what I'm saying? We all about positive stuff over here on Lush Radio Online. You feel me? That's how we do. You know what I'm saying? So, big things, man. I love you, man. That's what it is, man. West Coast in the building. They show me so much love. That's what it's about. Caller from the 646 NYC in the building. What up, baby?
Yeah, what's good, Lushy Lush? It's poppin', sister. How are you?
What's up? This is my brother right here, Big Brother Biz. I was talking about Microphone Bully, the TV joint. We played your video yesterday. Yeah, man. Biz, this K, man. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, I want to shout out this K Slay, you know what I mean? I always say this, you know, we do a lot of interviews with a lot of big dudes, but certain artists, they good whether they get these interviews or not. You know, Slay's in a position where he really don't have to take the time to sit down on these interviews. He's on the biggest radio station in Hot 97, and not only the biggest radio station, he's the biggest DJ on there. I got two questions. You know, we had Papoose on the show this around the last few weeks. We had him on there in January, Pappas family, you know what I mean? I want to shout out to Slay because he be holding us down, and he actually talks back on the Twitter to the people that, you know, he responds back. So my first question is, what song on the album is your favorite, Slay? And I know it's kind of a hard question because, you know, you don't want to pick nobody else, but when you listen to the album yourself, why was that one that you heard that you just knew, like I had a smash once you heard it?
I mean, I'm not even going to lie. Like you said, I like a record that I got. But one of the records that I really like on a personal note, is the joint called Let's Ride Together. And that's like the joint with Trick, M.O.P., and my man Trey the Truth. And Trey Williams is on the hook. The reason I like that joint, because the whole concept is just putting a message out there like, look, man, you know what I'm saying? Your man acting stupid. We need to talk to him, and we need to try to dead this situation, because if not, when two men fight, one must die, and ain't none of us going to get no money. So let's try to ride together, you understand what I'm saying, and make this thing happen rather than, you know, kill each other. So that song right there is like each individual artist is breaking down different situations that would make a person want to kill. But then the hook comes on, and it's just trying to mediate the situation. So it's really that joint right there that I like, because it's the most meaningful song on the album, you know?
All right, that's what's up. All right, and then the second question is, you know, we got it out. We see it's out right now, and I seen a tweet come through that, you know, we got a recession price on it, $7.99, and it's in iTunes and Best Buy. I want to know, you know, I've been asking everybody this question, like, what do you feel the digital game has done for hip-hop? Is it better now, you know, that it's less expensive to get the project out? Or do you feel like it's taken away from, like, you know, hip-hop's, you know, memorabilia, actually being able to have something in your hand to represent the artist? Does it make an album flow out faster and burn out quicker now that it's digital? And not so many people are actually purchasing CDs. How do you feel about that part of the game?
Well, it's a double-edged sword, because at the end of the day, you're making it easier for cats to cop the album online. Okay, one. But let's take it to brothers in the hood. I know brothers in the hood that don't have computers. And not that they can't afford them. I know G's that will not catch themselves dead on a laptop. You understand? Or going on a website or something like that. That's one. Then you got a lot of brothers in the hood who don't have credit cards. You understand what I'm saying? That's another thing. Then the internet gives an immediate bootleg access.
Yes.
Once the project comes out too. So I ain't really a fan of that whole internet thing. You understand? Because 90% of the people on the internet don't buy music. They download.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Real people that buy the music is the females that, you know, really like good music, and, you know, some of the guys that are fans of the culture, but they want to hear a couple of joints where they go spend their hard earnings. I can't knock that, but that whole internet situation is a disaster, yo. That's my
respect.
That's real talk right there. That's my brother right there. Big Brother Biz live in the building. K Slay, man. Y'all just joining in with us, man. We got the king of all kings live in the building, man. For real. You know what I'm saying? We had Capri earlier last week, but we got, you know what I'm saying, my man with the plan. K Slay live in the building. Hey, K, also, you know, we had Ty Fife last week Friday, and I know y'all doing a Raw and Uncut. I don't know if you want to speak more on that situation too, fam.
Well, more or less, you know, I don't have all the details to that. But I am hosting the joint for Ty Fife. He reached out to me to host, you know, a project he was doing. I co-signed it. You know, I did the little commercial for him and everything. So however he putting it down, it's official. I can say it like that.
Yeah, he came through last week and everything. You know what I'm saying? We was definitely supporting my dude, you know what I'm saying, on the movement. He said that you was, you know, you was doing the hosting and everything. I think the whole situation you got is a good opportunity for a lot of, you know what I'm saying, up-and-coming cats, you know what I'm saying, because, like, how many times do you get on a joint with your man, K Slay? You got a super producer on there, Ty Fife, like, you know what I'm saying, and how many times is, because K will answer his phone, you know what I'm saying, but, you know what I'm saying, if you know, he's a busy dude, you know what I'm saying, so, like, to have an opportunity like that, like, that's serious right there, so I need to check that situation out, too. But I want to know about the community stuff you're doing, man, because everybody, you know, we hear about all the other stuff, you know what I'm saying, in the streets, but with the kids and stuff, I want to know more about the situation you got going on with the kids, man.
Well, you know, I got a tournament, which is really like a little memorial I do every year. It's hard when you come from the hood. Everybody wants, you know, something from you to a degree. And, you know, you can always only take the media people with you that you run with, you know, you can't take the whole hood. So I figured, let me just dedicate a whole day to my neighborhood and bring celebrities out there, you know, have the dance contest, you know, the basketball tournaments and the biddies on up. I give away trophies. Everybody's a winner. Like, first place is just bigger than second place. And I give trophies for first and second place. I had a dance contest, you know, I bring different celebrities out there. So far, I have LL Cool J's came in the park. And, I mean, the parents went more crazier than the kids. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I done had the game out there. Cameron's been out there. Jim Jones, like Ray J's been out there. Like, every year I bring a different celebrity out. And, you know, just to show, you know, the kids that look. A lot of us come from the same place that you're at right now. You don't have to be limited. Like, you know, sky's the limit. You can do whatever you want to do. You just got to go out there and get it done. I mean, you can't sit back and wait for anything to come to you. You know, it's just that little inspirational kick, you know, bringing people back and letting them see somebody doing something good, and especially me, anybody that knows me and knows, you know, where I come from, they know, you know, you know, I was on the other end of the gate one time at the worst way, getting it in at the worst way, so... That's what it's really all about, just trying to show kids that they can do something better with themselves and just coming back, giving back to the hood. You know, food is out there, you know, games, big blow-up, bounce-around game, all kind of everything is out there. You know, I do it the second week of August every year, coming up on 15 years.
How can other, like, you know what I'm saying, different, because I have a women's empowerment situation and we always give back to the community and stuff like that. How can, like, other community activists and different people can, like, get involved to, like, you know, help out or whatever, you know what I'm saying, or assist in any way, if that's possible?
Oh, well, you know, you got my number. All you got to do is just hit the number or the email or the email address for somebody that, you know, don't have my number. Is streetsweeperent@aol.com. Just drop me a number.
Y'all get that? Y'all get that. I told y'all, y'all better get y'all pens and y'all pads on Lush Radio. We be giving y'all straight knowledge out here, man. Can you get that email to them one more time, Kay, please?
It's streetsweeper, E-N-T, at AOL.com. And that is not the demo hotline either. So don't do it to yourself.
Don't play yourself. Don't be blowing up his email with demos, man. It's about serious. God, the lines is blowing up like crazy. God damn. Hold up, yo. Yo, I'm gonna go ahead and let this caller from the 216. I think that's Cleveland. I'm not sure. But caller from the 216, you're live in the building. Tell us your name and where you calling from. You're live with K Slay. 216, if you don't have your answer, okay, I guess you got scared, all right. But thank you, 216. Caller from the 718-844, you're live on Lush Radio Online. Tell us where you're calling from. I know it's New York, but tell us your name, man.
Name is Sincere, calling from Breville. It was good.
What's good, fam? You got a question for K?
Yo, what's good, man? Why you slapping these niggas for, man?
Nah, man, that's past tense, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's past tense, man.
Yeah, hey, my dude, yeah, man, we ain't talking about positive stuff on here, my dude.
At the end of the day, it's like sometimes.
All right, my fault, my bad.
No.
About the All-Star game last night, man.
Nah, that's peace. That's peace, though. It's all good. Sometimes when you want to get the way you want to go, you be so overzealous, and when people are blocking you, you do things without thinking sometimes, and unfortunately, I'm not really mad at what I did because it worked, but I don't.
No problem, man.
Yeah, exactly. I don't inspire nobody to do that, man. Try to go the right way. That don't work for everybody.
Okay.
But the All-Star game, I ain't gonna lie, man. I might have looked at about 2 minutes and cut it off, man. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to them.
Yeah.
They doing what they doing, but I mean.
Nah, my nigga, Bron last night, though, man.
Is that who?
I said Bron went in last night.
Oh, yeah? Well, I mean, I didn't even get the, you know. Hey, like.
All right, but it was all right.
Yeah,
that dunk contest was weak, though, man.
I heard the whole situation just wasn't what it was supposed to be.
Nah. That shit was weak, and they gave the Nate again, huh?
Yeah, I want to sound like I'm hating. Well, yeah, well, don't he rock with up top? He rock with up top, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll take that, then. That's New York, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then, I'll take that. Yeah.
New York, it's about to get trade. McGrady about to come to New York, too, man.
Yeah, that's a good look. We need somebody, man, because I'm tired
somebody.
Of losing.
Somebody. I'm tired of this shit, man.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, go count that album, man. Word up.
You already know. I just saw the video, too, man. Nice video, yo.
Thanks a lot. No, I put a lot into that.
Yes, sir.
That's New York in the building. Make sure you support, man, and support that and pick up that album. We got another caller from New York, 347, live in the building, and everything. So go ahead and you know what I'm saying, state your name and where you're calling from, fam. You're live with K Slay. What up?
My name is Paper Girl. How you doing?
Hey, what's
going
up,
on,
man?
Paper Girl.
I know K Slay. What's up, boo? I just called to tell you that I'm mad excited. Everybody's asking me about the album and the single and stuff like that. And I really needed to talk to you anyway because, like, I have these people that want to book you at this club, and it's really ridiculous for me. And I'm just mad excited to be on Lush Radio right now. I'm feeling all excited.
Yo, which Paper Girl is this?
This is Paper Girl that's on your album.
Oh,
this
the one that did the hook, yo, what up? Okay.
Of course, boo, I'm here.
Yeah, that's why I'm sitting here like trying to catch her voice. You ain't show up to the release party, though.
No, because you know what
excuses.
Ended up happening? No, let me tell you, it's okay because I want to do a strip club party with you, and we're going to do an exclusive Bubblegum Barbie party because I was talking to the people at the strip club last night or whatever. And it's going to be popping, trust me. I was trying to call you. I was going to call you today anyway, but then I was online, and I was like, oh, let me call in and show some love and talk about the album, you know what I'm saying, see what's going on.
She's on the hook of Street Credibility. She's on the hook of that song with all my Bay Area cats. And, you know, just like I said, she came in the studio for one situation, you understand, like with the demo, and some girl flaked out. And I'm like, yo, could you sing? She said, yeah. I said, you sure, right? You're not going to F this up, right? All right, go in the booth. And she put it down. And she got on the album like that, you know?
And that's why I love K Slay. And you know what I'm saying? He gave me my break. He put me on. And ever since then, like, everybody's just been talking about me, and I've just been working, you know? And that's all. I'm mad excited. I'm straight stunting. I'm feeling myself.
Yeah, look. I ain't mad at you, girl. Enjoy that shine. You know what I'm saying?
I'm serious. I've been getting it together. You know what I'm saying? Working out, going to the gym, all of that. I'm ready. I am not playing. I'm out here. And I've been promoting Hard Body.
That's what it is.
All right. Yo, yeah, holler at me off the air. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, no doubt, baby. I'm about to tweet you right now. And right. I'm about to blog y'all so more people could call in and stuff like that.
That's what's up. I see your number on the switchboard. We definitely going, you know what I'm saying, support whatever you got going on for real.
Okay,
you know
Lush Radio Online is the best radio station, and DJ K Slay is my favorite DJ.
Thank you.
That's what it is, man. There's so much love on here, man. It's crazy right now. Yo, I'm going to go ahead and bring my co-host back on to ask another question, and then I'm going to play this joint, God Forgive Me, and joint with Joel Ortiz and stuff, and then we're going to come back for the other cats that got more questions and stuff. Y'all know what it is, man. And Cass, you know what I'm saying, y'all can't sit on the lines because we got other people calling in and they're not going to be able to call in.
Tell them
to
jump on that line, yo. Get on. Get me while I'm here because I'm about to pass.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So, my co-host, go ahead and get it in, my dude, Google.
Yeah, no doubt. I just want to just touch on one fact that Kay Slay was, you know, he mentioned the Adonis, the Amazon out of Philly. You know, I rock with Philly heavy because, you know, even though he touched on the fact that real G's, like, you know, sometimes we don't get online all the time, but, you know, I happen to be an online cat that really got to go in for what we do at Lush Radio. I got to be outside. I don't just be on my laptop or whatever. I just got to go outside and get businesses involved in what I do. But I want to touch on the fact that I met Adonis because her and my cousin shared an event when he first started promoting her, and I'm going back to 05 in this grind, really, y'all. New Year's, me, my cousin, shout out to Yasmin Shiraz, we had Adonis share the same 40-40 club room with us at this event for my cousin's book, and it was a great event. I met Adonis, and I'm just telling y'all that this grind is real. This just people just don't pop out the woodwork all the time, man. People is grinding. People is sticking together. People is building their teams. And we're talking about something that he mentioned, her name, and this is something like, I'm going back, I know when I first met Adonis. I mean, this was real live 40-40 Club AC action, man. I was there, man, the VIP, man, getting it in. So I just want to say that if y'all out there grinding, take notes. Lush told y'all to get the pen and the pad, you know what I mean? And I just want to talk about this grind and, you know, touch on that, how Papoose, how you know, setting up things like that. You just making situations, creating situations, man. I admire that entrepreneurship right there. So, I mean, just touch on that grind and how Adonis go back. She ain't just come out. You know, this is how we got to look at things, man. People just don't pop out. You heard?
Sometimes it takes people years to get their shot, you know. And when you look at somebody and some people get to hating, why are they doing this or why is this person doing that? You don't know what footsteps some people are walking. You don't know where their hand has been. So, you know, don't worry about the next person. Worry about yourself. That's what I always tell a lot of people, because all the time you take putting that negative energy trying to figure out why this person is on and you're not is because you're too busy worried about the next person instead of your goddamn self, you know?
That's what's up, man. We're going to go ahead and play, you know what I'm saying, this joint real quick, you know what I'm saying, and we're going to come back, so make sure y'all got y'all questions together, and it better be real quick, because I'm telling you, we ain't playing no games. I'm telling you, the lines is full right now, son. For real. You know what I mean? We live with K Slay. Hey, K, you want to go ahead and introduce this joint? This one is God Forgive Me by Joel Ortiz, and it's more cats on the joint. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. It's another exclusive.
You just broke up, K. Okay, you broke up.
Yeah, you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. You got the white dude behind you, fam.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, this is brand new. It's called God Forgive Me, featuring Joel Ortiz, Cy God, and my man J Mill. Let's pop that off right quick.
That's what it is, fam.
Yahweh. My name's Joel Ortiz, and they always asking me stuff. They might ask something like,
are you
kind of scat when you ain't with Aftermath?
Are you
mad you ain't rich and these dudes be having cash? I tell them,
are you
choking? Did someone pump you with laughing gas? Every night I have a glass and celebrate busting rappers' ass.
Are you
even listening to what these critics say, or just fans of the same shit, different day, or plain old man, I rock with a nigga slaying. The shit I say is so motherfucking Brooklyn like Big and Jay. Niggas crazy or y'all just bugging out, fam? Still trying to convince us you what a thug about, damn. Aware that the only thing that you run is mouth, and who I run with a run in your mother's house unannounced. Stupid, I'm on the block dishing out for real. Hearing me, I'm good with or without the deal. I'm accustomed to hustling, walking around with steel, counting bills, sour grill. Like, who wanna see how this plant shower feels? Look how it's chill, a pound is ill, get bounced in with a thousand real little holes in your brain like a power drill.
God forgive me for my sins and my wrongs. God forgive me, but if he shot me, he gone. God forgive me for this life that I live. With the streets so we get that money, so I'ma get yo. God forgive me, but I simply can't live off nickels and pennies. I need plenty. Dollar dollar bills, whether big face or small face. I gotta get it, big city or small state. Wall Flay know me for years and he can verify. Jay Mills never been in life that's done alive. So please believe it's no fiction in me saying when rap slowed up, I turn Linux into Dwayne Reed. I look in the mirror some nights and feel fucked up, but I feel worse coming home to that eviction notice. So I get focused and get on my grind, cause time is money and you lose money wasting time. But I gotta ask for forgiveness, cause this God is my witness. I swear I'm suffering from a sickness called stack them funds. So if I got a duct tape and hold your mom for ransom, that's getting done. I'm getting crumbs while these niggas get rich, get big. Move over young money in this bitch, mother. God forgive me for my sins and my wrongs. God forgive me, but if he shot me, he gone. God forgive me for this life that I live. When the streets don't be get that money, so I'ma get
destructo. Blingers and bass in your brick face and stucco. Lace with a bucko. Low Lothario, the barrier, the pharaoh. Handle the blow. The ill Camille Pissarro. Black Dan, you just fall. The formula, the formula, the first. Nowadays, D creep without shirts. I keep my work on the outskirts. Where the wiggers is at. Where the figures is at. Since they blood together with crap. So now I'm giving it back. Age like so. God forbid I catch the bite, y'all. I be alright though. Cause I'ma go fuck me a bite, ho. Verbally psycho. I drop more balls. I'm like when nights of glycerin flexes. Hot like when sex is infectious. Now rappers want a battle shout. Fuck is all out about. You couldn't take my shadow out. Ask for the fake who claim thug and never heard it. Don't let me hear you call your gun toast if it ain't burnt shit.
God forgive me for my sins and my wrongs. God forgive me, but if he shot me, he gone. God forgive me for this life that I live. With the streets so we get that money, so I'ma get.
That's what it is, man. That right there, you know what I'm saying, exclusive. You know what I'm talking about? Exclusive. You know what I'm saying? You already know what it is, man. But you know what I'm saying? I got to let my man, you know what I'm saying, the one and only, you know what I'm saying, Chubb Rock, tell y'all a couple things and let y'all know what y'all listening
to. Yo, this is your boy, Chubb Rock. And definitely when I'm in the DMV area, baby, I'm always rocking with Lush on Lush Radio Online.
You better act like you know, man. You got K-Slay live in the building, man. Y'all better act like, you know, the phone lines is blowing up. I think I got my sister Lethalist live in the building. I don't know. You got a check. She says she on hold. What up, K?
What's going on?
Man, that joint was a hot one right there, son. That straight banger right there, my dude.
Yeah,
well,
it's for the street, you know. Gotta take care of the streets.
No,
I ain't really with the bubblegum rap. I ain't with that.
That's what it is. K said he bringing real hip-hop back like how it used to be, man. This is some real music right here. We ain't playing no games. Let me find Lethal on here because she says she on hold, and I don't want her to get mad at me. Hey, yo, 718-414.
Yeah, it's your boy Fresh in the building. You already know Lazy Kick Productions, and you know.
What up, Fresh? Shout out to Lazy K Productions. Lazy K, Murder, all of y'all, man. Y'all definitely supporting the movement. You know what I'm saying? What up, Freshman? What's good with you, fam? You got to say something? You want to say something to K-Fan?
Paying homage to K-Slay, man. You already know, man. Since the youth, I've been listening to all your mixtapes and shit, man. I mean, just keep doing your thing. You already know, man. Streets waiting for Pap, too, man. We ain't hear Pap in a minute. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
the record's here, man. You understand? Like,
that's
crazy. My album is done and out, so he up next, you know?
That's what it is, man. Streets waiting, Q, you waiting, man.
Tell him
what it is. But just, you know, basically giving a shout. You know how I do, Lust Radio. I'm calling daily shout out, showing love.
That's what's fresh. I love you to death, man. That's what's up, man. Fresh in the building. Let me see if this 347 is beat. 347?
Yes,
ma'am. What's up? This is my sister, Lisa Lips, live in the building. Yo, K in the building. What up?
Hi, Lush. You know, I had to call and say hi to you and my nigga, K Slade. K, I ain't seen you in a minute.
Yeah, you know me. Cause now I live where the fish don't go. Mm-hmm.
All right, see you in a minute. I'm coming to one of your events, too. The next thing you have, I'm coming.
All right. Yeah, I got something coming up in about 2 weeks. I'm about to put it together now, you know?
Okay, because I was like, I don't know if you had your ears to the street. I've been doing a lot since your boat ride.
What?
Yeah, you been going fucking with your nigga Tosh Stick and stuff like that.
Okay, yeah, that's the little homie right there. He produced joint on my album Laid Out, and he produced.
Yeah, he told
shit.
Me he did a lot of stuff for you and Pap.
Yeah,
he's fucking
yeah.
with K Slade hard.
Yep.
So I had to call in to show my support for you. I can't wait to see you again.
All right, holla at your boy.
All right, you have a good day. Bye, Lush. I'm out.
Bye. Love you. That's what it is,
love
man. Yo, we got a lot of love in the building, man. K, you getting so much love in the building, man. It's crazy right now.
Yeah, that's why I'm about to.
Well, this is Fresh A&R for Lazy K Productions' cousin. Just calling this show love.
That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of love, man. Call us from a block number. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What's cracking, fam? I know Queen Penn said she was calling in. I don't know, but it's caller from the block number. You're live in the building again with your man, K Slay. What up?
What's up? It's Panama Holla.
What's up, fam? What's good with you?
Hey,
where you calling from? What state?
I'm calling from Florida, Palm Beach.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I know K Slay. You've done a little work with one of my artists, Desert Eagle.
What was that, a little while ago or something?
What's up?
Was that like a while ago?
Yeah, it was a little while ago, a couple months back.
Okay, yeah. Well, how you doing? You good?
Yeah, he's good. He's up in Maryland right now.
Okay, y'all. He came up north a little something. Okay. That's
yeah,
cool.
So, I mean, we're getting everything ready as far as, like, the production is still on point. I got my man Diggs on that. And look out for Panama Holla, Lou Diggs, Desert Eagle. We coming.
All right, that's what's up. I'm here, my dude. Keep representing.
All right. Yes, sir, all day.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
Hey, the lines is blowing up retarded, like, right now. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy right now. We got the one and only K Slade live in the building. Hey, K Slade, you know what I'm saying? With straight stunting, right? Because, you know, it's a couple of models, different models and stuff. For models to be, you know, even, you know, be considered for straight stunting, what is the situation? What's the process? What do they have to do?
That same email I gave you, streetsweeper@aol.com, email that pictures there. You know, email me a couple of pictures so I can see what you look like. You understand? Don't send me no pictures super photoshopped up and you don't look like how them pictures look. You know what I'm saying? Keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, on some G-ish. You know what I'm saying? Keep it 100. Because I keep it 100, because with me, I don't only go for beauty, I go for your mentality and what type of individual you are. Because I don't like pretty, sexy dummies or pretty, sexy, stuck-up attitude chicks. You understand? I don't rock with that. Now, I can see a person through the heart and give them an opportunity. So don't, you know, if however you look, don't go by that. Just don't play tricks. Don't do the Houdini thing. You know what I'm saying? Just send the pictures that look like you. And we'll figure it out.
That's real talk, man. For y'all models listening in, if you're trying to get into Straight Stunting Magazine, you already heard that it's Street Sweeper ENT, right? At AOL,
yes.
Right?
Yes, ma'am.
That's what it is. I think my sister is on the line, Queen Pen. Let me check again. 347-553.
Nah, this is a Southside Goon, 109 Queen. Calling a shout out, K Slick.
What's up, man?
What's up?
What's up,
K Slick? I was calling to shout you out, man. I was just letting you know that I've been locked down like once or twice. And every day when that shit used to come on, niggas was really looking forward to that shit, screaming that shit through the corridors like, Drama King! Drama King is on right now. Everybody, niggas banging on the walls, letting that shit be known. I just wanted to call and let you know, like, you getting wrecked in Queens, Bronx, Harlem, South Side, North Side, everywhere. Like, niggas is bumping your shit, okay?
Yeah, that's right there, man. I do it for them brothers in the streets, man. That's who I do it for, you know? And I appreciate the love, man. You know what I'm saying? Keep repping for me. I'm going to keep repping for y'all.
You already know. You already know. Shout that Queens 109 Goon Gangs out one more time.
All right, for sure.
That's good money right there. Call us up to 718-718-704. What up, what up, what up? You're live on the line with K Slay on Lush Radio Online, fam.
It's QP with us.
Oh, it's my sister Queen Pen live in the building.
What's poppin'? What's up, Kay? Can you hear me?
Kay, you there? I don't know if it's because sometimes it's phone go in and out.
Kay?
Yeah, Queen live on the line, fam.
Yeah.
What's up,
Kay? What's up with you?
What's poppin'? How you doing? Is it my phone or is it the connection?
No, I don't think it's your
phone. Because my phone is kind of trashed out.
You hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah,
hey,
you know,
what's poppin'? How you doing, baby?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Is that
can
your
phone,
okay?
Whose phone is that?
That's Kay Slay phone.
It might be mine. I just walked near the elevator.
Oh, yeah. Then that's the elevator connection. How you doing?
All right. I can't complain. What's good with you?
Oh, you nothing. Trying to stay out of trouble. It's
oh, yeah,
cool. I was flatting my bathroom flat iron in my hair. I said, let me call and give my homie a little shout out.
Oh, that's real.
And I'm proud of you because you... I tell you, niggas don't know. This nigga came a real long way. Niggas don't pay dues no more. And
oh,
the pictures everywhere say pay dues, DJ pay dues. This nigga face needs to be next to it. Niggas get on records and be DJs and get on records and ad-libbing on records and they blow up. Nigga, DJs don't pay fucking dues no more. And this nigga right here, boy, that's the pay due, man. So I had to call and shout you out and show you some fucking love.
Definitely appreciate that.
And look,
I don't get no love, sis.
I love you. You know I got love for you. I picked up the phone and called you in the middle of flat iron my lace front wig. Shit. You know
yeah,
I love you.
You calling your show. You know she got
I'm
love
calling
for you.
Your show. You know I got love for you. I'm in here trying to do my own lace front wig, and I damn stop, damn it. You know I got to love you.
Right. Females don't stop for that.
So, look, hit me up. Hit me up on my, you on Twitter, Kay? My Twitter is Queen Pen. My shit is Queen Pen 5, the number 5. Twitter me, so I can follow you, homie.
That's what it is.
I
love you too, sis. That's what it is, man. We posted his Twitter up on there, so make sure everybody that's calling in. If you're calling in and you ain't following, then I might smack you myself. So make sure that you follow him. You know what I'm saying, and do what you do, man. Yeah, caller from the 336, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What's up, fam? Where you calling from? What's your name?
Yo, what's good? What's good? This is Jigger from Greensboro, North Carolina.
What's up,
good,
man?
Ain't nothing. Hey, I just wanted to holler at Slate for a minute.
What up, sir?
And, man. Hey, what's up, man? What's popping in the Cackalack, man? When you coming down, man? You know the album is cracked. We about to do the review for the album, man. I'll put it on YouTube because, I mean, every song has just been ridiculous. All my artists that I know, man, I manage a few artists, man. All of them is loving it. And trying to see when you're going to do something in the Carolina, man. Everybody feeling it, man.
I had a couple people holler at me, but ain't nobody really connected dots yet, you know? So
right. You talking about with the paper?
Yeah, exactly. You know how it go. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be trying to come through, swoop down, make a few rounds, and then keep it going. And everybody calling, but just ain't nobody connect the dots yet. So I'm just playing it by ear. But even if I do this joint in Atlanta at the end of the month, I might just blow through the Carolinas for a second. And then keep it moving.
Exactly, exactly. Because, I mean, the joint is cracked, man. The joint is classical, like some old Raekwon Cuban Links joint, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just sick, man. But yeah, how can my team get in contact with y'all, man, about talking on some business, man?
All right. The email, the business email is streetsweeper@AOL.com.
All right, that's what it is.
What
when you going down to ATL?
Say that again?
When you going down to Atlanta?
I'm supposed to be down there like the 23rd.
The 21st. All right. So you think about coming back, sliding through North Carolina?
Yeah.
All right. Word. I'm trying to hit you up, man. All right, man. Well, good talking, bud.
All right. Stay up, my dude. Okay.
That's what it is, man. North Carolina in the building. They calling from all over to holler at the big homie, K Slay, supporting the movement. I'm going to tell y'all right now, if you're calling in right now, you need to be following the real K Slay on Twitter right now at this moment. You need to be hitting them up on his email only for business. Please do not send any demos, okay? If he chooses to deal with you on some demo situation, that's on his, you know what I'm saying, on his situation. But please, if you're trying to conduct business, you're trying to book them, you know what I'm saying, Street Sweeper, you know what I'm saying, ENT@AOL.com, all right?
Because
if you do, the problem. Yeah, I know what it is, man. But, K, man, the other thing I wanted to ask you was, you know what I'm saying, for these youth trying to get in the game and these cats, you know, just trying to get in the industry, some kind of advice you want to give them, fam?
Man, learn the business before you get into it, right? Like anything you do, ain't just the industry, any line of business you're trying to get into, you need to learn the business, you know, so you don't get raped, so you don't get robbed. You know what I'm saying? You have to learn the business. And then be 100% sure this is something that you want to do. And lastly, you know, definitely don't quit your day job. You know, let this be something you try to take an attempt at doing on the side. And if it works for you, fine, but don't throw all your chips into it because everything you see ain't what it appears to be.
That's real talk right there. That's real talk. You know what I'm saying? You go in at first. He done been in the game for a minute. You know what I'm saying? So he's telling y'all the real truth right there. I'm going to let my brother go ahead and ask you final thoughts, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I know he's busy and he's getting in the
I'm
mix.
Jump off.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to let Biz and Guru ask our last final thoughts, and you're going to wrap it up because I know he's busy and stuff. I appreciate you, son. Go ahead, Biz.
Yo, I just, you know, I really got a statement right here because Slay just says something real. Learn the craft before you try to get into it. You know what I mean? If I had someone like Slay a good 10 years back, you know what I mean? I'm talking around that group home living proof time. You know what I mean? If I had someone like Slay tell me that then, I might not have pursued hip-hop 100%. I might have, you know, stood in school a little bit longer. You know what I mean? But learn the craft, people, because the game isn't all that it seems from the outside in. Once you get in here and you running around and you hawking these artists to get interviews and you trying to talk your way into mixtape hosting and features and beats, that's when the real ball playing starts, you know what I mean? And you got to be able to negotiate. You got to be able to have some bread behind you. Or you got to be able to make something from nothing and make people believe in you. So I just want to thank Slay for informing those people that's just about to try to build a website tomorrow after hearing this interview or try to become a DJ after hearing this interview. So I want to thank Slay just for being honest with the people and letting them know that it's not all that it cracks up to be, that you have to put your work in and learn your craft in order to win. Then my second joint is I want to know who directed the Thug Love video on that one, Slay, because that's a real good look. And, you know, my show that we do on Sundays is a video show, so we playing videos on a regular basis. I'm trying to find out who was the director of that and what's the next video, what's the next song you're going to shoot a video for. All
right, so Paris shot the video. he shot that and Block Stars, but I wrote the treatment for both of them. Like, you know, I know my vision and what I want and everything I do. So he shot it. You know, I wrote the treatment. There's some things we collaborated on while we was doing it. So, yeah, we should throw this in there or that or whatever. But, you know, I really drove the bus.
That's real talk right there. And last, Google, go ahead and get your final thoughts in real quick. 317, I don't know if I can slide you in because he's about to jump off in a few. If you can make it real quick, but Google, go ahead real quick.
I just want to back up what Microphone Bully said. Shout out to Big Brother Bez. And what we're doing at Lush Radio is just creating a platform for higher level people in the business to guide and inform. So we just applauding the time that you took out today. And just I'm just gonna tweet you my information, my website joint, my email joint, you know, Future Guru 100, and you know, this is a team right here, Microphone Bully and Lush Radio, man. We doing this, man, for cats that's actually getting to the next level that's up there, man. So no matter what you do, we ain't stopping. So we know K-Slay ain't stopping, Mike Bully ain't stopping, and Lush Radio ain't stopping. So that's how we doing it, man. Appreciate you for being on, man, in this time today, bro.
What's up, my dude? It's all love.
317, you got to make it real quick because we got to wrap it up, 317. Real quick, 317. Hurry up.
Hello? Yeah, what's going on? Yeah.
Hurry up, fam.
Yeah, this is Murph from Bros Up Entertainment, man. I like what you're doing and stuff. We down here in Indianapolis. We ain't got nothing much going on. The sad coach and stuff. Yeah, we lost.
Okay. You got to hurry up, my dude.
Dang, the phone messing up. Hello?
Yeah, all right, well. Check it out, man. You know what I'm saying? When I tell y'all real quick, that mean real quick, man. But anyway, Kay, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All I can say is it's been an honor. It's a privilege. I know you got to go and, you know, get to other stuff, but I appreciate you for taking time. You're a real humble dude. I wanted people to see this other side of you besides all the, yo, I'm going to smack the shit out of a nigga. You know what I'm saying? I wanted them to see the other side of you that, you know, you are a good dude, a humble dude. Came a long way. You know what I'm saying? You done paid your dues. And you're bringing out fire. And all I can say is that I support you, my dude. I wish the best for you on everything that you do. Whatever Lush Radio can help you, any promo, anything new, you need us to support, man. Just holler at us, man. And I got your number, so I hit you, my dude.
All right. That's what's up. All right. Peace.
Peace, man. That's what it is, man.
All right. Come on.
If y'all don't know, man, we had K-Slay live in the building, the one and only. Y'all call him the drama king. I call him a humble dude, good dude, live in the building. Took his time out to do an interview on Lush Radio Online. This real shit. We all turned all the way up. This is what we doing live on Lush Radio Online, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Biz, man, how you feel about that right there, man? That was some real shit right there, fam.
Nah, like I said, man, whenever we get any of those powerhouses, like this is the thing, Lush, Slay. These people got to understand the markets of radio. There's a few major, major markets out here. You know, New York got a major market. Cali got a major market. Texas got a major market. Florida got a major market. The DMV is really, really starting to knock on that door. Boston and Massachusetts area is starting to really knock on that door as to being like powerhouses. Slay is the man on Hot 97. Like, he don't have to do radio. And on top of that, he could view this as his competition. You know what I mean? But he still takes the time and shows love. So that just one, let me just say one for all the listeners. That just shows the grind that Lush is putting in. Don't sleep and think that, oh, it just happened like that. Nah, Lush put her grind in. She get on that phone, she pedal that bike, she walk that walk. You understand what I mean? So for all you people that's trying to do what she do, learn how to pedal the bike. Learn your craft before you try to reach out to Slay. You understand? Because it's not just going to happen. I want to say that one. As far as the interview, we all know Slay, what he's doing. We know the connections he got. The album is jam-packed with a bunch of on-ass individuals. That's an album, collaboration album, full of on people. So you know what I mean? If you're trying to be on, you got to affiliate yourself with people who's on. Slay doing his thing. We all know that. That's the goal. But more importantly, Lush doing her thing, because without Lush, we wouldn't even have got to hear that K-Slay interview. So if y'all listening, shout out to Lush. Make sure y'all follow her, Lush Radio Online. Don't be stupid.
Yeah, not even just that. Let me bring on Google. Like, not even just that. The fact that Cash was even allowed to even talk to this cat. You know, on commercial radio, they don't even let you talk to the cats when they come on. They might
let you say something
and kick you off, man. I let y'all cats get airtime on this joint, man. I show mad love. So all I'm asking y'all is support my family. From K-Slay to Microphone Bully, you know what I'm saying, to Lazy K Productions, Murder, Lazy, Fresh, Sky High, everybody, man, the whole fam, like everybody that comes on the show, all I ask you is to support these cats, my retweet squad, Ebony, you know what I'm saying, Natalia, DFM Bitch, Street Queens, The Movement. Make sure y'all support everybody, because you know what I'm saying, it's like no purpose, you know what I'm saying? Don't come on here because you just want to get your shine. If you're coming through, come to because it's all about a movement, and the movement is strong. So
Can I say something on that, Lush? Because one dude did that. I don't even know if you heard me. I was like, yo, do you got a question for Slay? Like, niggas calling up talking about moves that they made back in the day. It's like, at the real notion of it, man, call in, show love to the show. You know what I mean? If you want to call Slay to talk about what you did, he be on the radio regularly. 1-800-223-9797. That's Hot 97 number. Call him over there. Because Hot 97 ain't going to let you just get on the phone with him. Like Lush said, when you get on here, man, show love to the people that bring him here. I'm just going to keep repeating that. That's all I got to say. Shout out to Slay. The album is going to be tough. It is tough. It's out in the streets right now. Y'all can purchase it on Best Buy, iTunes, $7.99, $8, man. That's less than a bag of smoke if you're smoking something good. You know what I mean? If you ain't messing with the Bobby, that's less than a bag of smoke. So if you smoke 10 blunts a day and be talking out of your rhymes, go purchase somebody real's album. You know what I mean? And don't call Lush Radio up trying to get fake shout-outs on. Shout out to Lush Radio. Shout out to Future Guru. That's all I got to say, Lush. Now I'm shutting up.
That's real talk. And Google, you got some words in regards to that interview and everything, fam, and let the cats know.
Oh, yeah, we just got to let them know, man. It's grind time, man. Stuff I've been doing since way back, man. So nobody just got on. Lush ain't just get on. Don't wonder how it's going down. Just keep tuning in to Microphone Bully. Keep tuning in to Lush Radio. Y'all going to see. Just learn. We tell y'all to get a pin in the path for a reason. You know, Lush is bringing this. We all ready, just working so hard, man. And when the family's sticking together like this, things like this is going to happen. So y'all can, the reason why y'all calling up, because y'all know we grinding. So just keep paying attention, man. It only happened because we grinding. Let me put it that way. It's only happening because we ain't stopping. We going to keep our foot on next, man. Keep our foot on next and pedal to the floor. That's it. So I just want to shout out the Microphone Bully for joining us. When these people come on our show, they actually, I think, this is what I want to touch on to our family right now, to Lush Radio and Mike Bully. When these caliber guests come to our show, they know, I think they walking away with like, yo, that was aight. I like that show. I mean, when I go back and listen to it, I like the show. So, you know what? I don't think I'm wrong. I know I'm hustling the flow right now. When I'm right, I'm right. I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Guess what? I'm right now.
But hold up. For all the people that watch 50 Step movie, when you right, you right. When you wrong, you could have been right. So you're
That's
still
right.
You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. That's words for my dude. Well, I forgot what my man name is, but he played in Hustle and Flow, Terrence, whatever. You know what I mean? I forgot his name right there. That's terrible hosting, but it is what it is.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's right, bro.
We still got this caller on the line, caller from a block number. You're still live on Lush Radio Online. You got some comments on the interview. Is this Big Thing?
I'm making sure.
Hey, block caller, was this Big Thing? No. Alrighty then. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Like, we giving y'all opportunity to really get y'all, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, who gives y'all opportunities like that? Like, I love commercial radio. It's all good. But, I mean, you know what I'm saying? They in one, you know what I'm saying, area. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we next level.
Yeah, we next level. This is
This is the new wave of radio. We all over the world, all over the 50 states, all over Europe, and all over. We got drops from cats from Germany, Europe. I got a cat that hit me up from the UK, say, I want some custom drops from you, Lush. Got in my inbox, man. Like, they hearing us, son. We making moves. We doing things. We ain't playing no games. I'm working every single day for the next interview to the next interview. My team from Soul Pitch Media to Ernest Jackson Strictly for the promo from what's her name? From Future Guru to Ebony Cookie NYC. You know what I'm saying? Cookie NYC was the one that brought me Sean Bliss, and she the one that brought me Kid Capri. And also my girl, Soul Pitch Media, she brought me Ty Fife, and she brought me Dame Grease. You know what I'm saying? So we ain't playing no games. I got to salute the cats that definitely support the movement and our sponsors, Ohana Shop, OhanaShop.com, StrictlyBone1.com, Capital Custom, you know what I'm saying, .com. Like, we ain't playing no games, man. Y'all better act like y'all know. Like, stop coming on here just for one time so y'all can listen. Like, if you wasn't staying tuned and you wasn't rocking with the kid, like, if you going to rock with the kid on some real. Don't play no games, man. Let's do it. If we ain't working together, we ain't working at all. And this is what it's about, man. It's a team effort. You know what I'm saying? And most cats want to do their own thing. They want to do their own thing. They want to jump on board a situation so they can get contact. And they want to do their own side stuff. You know what I'm saying? They want to jump on stuff. But my thing is like this. I don't mind giving you a contact. This is me. I don't mind giving you a contact. I ain't no herb ass nigga. I ain't no spicy nigga. I'm going to tell you straight up. Don't mind giving you a contact. If you come at me humble and we rocking together and I truly believe you sincere about what you're doing, I will get on a three-way and connect. My dude Murder, shout out to Murder Lazy K Productions, he'll co-sign that. Biz will co-sign that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
He will co-sign that. I don't play no games. If I rock with you, a connect is nothing. It's what you connect. It's what you do with the connect. And on top of that, with what you do to connect, it's all about, you know what I'm saying, does your work speak for itself? Because at the same time, the same way I can give you that connect, I could take it away. You understand what I'm saying? So
true that.
The thing about it is that, you know, guys, man, but show me the same respect I show you. You think you're going to call Hot 97 and get on the line for a whole hour to talk to this cat? Hell no.
Nope.
They're not going to let you do that. I'm giving y'all a chance to get y'all a little shine on, do what y'all do, you know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to support the independent, but all I ask y'all, if I ask y'all pass out a flyer for my family, I ask you to pass out. That's all I ask. If I ain't even asking you for bread, if I ask you to pass out, if I ask you to retweet my stuff, that shouldn't be a problem. You know what I'm saying? Like let's stop being selfish and let's start working together and get this money and do big things, because I'm turned all the way up. I don't know about you, but I know my family is. You know what I'm saying? What's up?
Going in.
You know what I'm saying? We going in. And if y'all ain't catching Sunday show, we was on there. We was, you know, getting it in, talking, you know what I'm saying, our stuff on Microphone Bully. Happy belated Valentine's Day to the people that I didn't get to say Valentine's Day to. But make sure you check out Microphone Bully from 6 to 9 o'clock. Also, salute to my boy True Son Ali. He got his album, not album release, but he has his video release party premiere going down over there on mixtapesonline.com. Ethel Lips will be up there, and a couple other cats, I'll be up there with my camera. So if you're in the New York area, check for me, and I'll be in Jersey too. Got to make a couple moves in there, so just check for me. If you got my cell, hit me, or you know what I'm saying, hit me on my email if you got some situations or something popping. Holla at your girl, you know what I'm saying? So it's CEOLuckyOnline@gmail.com. Fashion Week, salute to SB Shades, Stevie Boy. He's doing his premiere up there with his shades, and he will be having the elite of the elite. Hey, I don't know. He might have Rihanna up there. I don't know, but I know I'm going to be in the field. So we're going to check for the situation. And definitely, man, we grinding every day from Biz to me, everybody, like the whole family, grinding every day. You know what I'm saying? And we supporting one another. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no shiesty, grimy stuff over here. This is all love. This is all family over here. And don't try to, I watch out on Twitter. You understand me?
Yes.
Twitter. Do you understand
what I'm saying? You're watching you, you creep trying to infiltrate. Tell them how it is, Lush.
If y'all don't understand, I am right now at the moment watching y'all on Twitter. Like, I love my fans. I'm watching everybody on Twitter right now at the moment. And, you know what I'm saying, I see some of y'all cats doing y'all side stuff, but it's all good. You know what I'm saying? I see you. You don't see me because I'm moving silent. But I'm watching you, man. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? All you're going to do is see how successful I get. But I see y'all, man. I'm just letting y'all know on live on air all over the world. I see you. I got my flashlight on. I see you, son. For real. We ain't playing no games out here, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's Radio Online. We ain't playing no games with y'all herb-ass cats out here, man. Y'all think it's funny, man? Yo, Cass is calling on the line, man. Caller from the 240 DMV in the building. What up, 240? What's good?
What up?
What's good, 240? What's good with you?
Chilling. You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you live on the line, man. Tell the people where you're calling from and what's your name, fam?
Calling from the DMV. My name is Billy Blass.
Oh, what up, Billy Blass? Memphis Beach, man. You know what I'm saying? What's good with you, fam? Happy New Year, all that, man. What's
Happy
good?
Happy New Year, all that. What's good, babe?
What's good with you, man? You know what I'm saying? You just missed it, man. I just had K Live on the line, man, getting it in, fam.
Oh, what?
Yeah, K Slay was just in the building. Yeah, K Slay was just in the building. We had Kid Capri last week, you know what I'm saying? And Rampage and shit, you know what I mean? So, and we had Top Five. Said what, fam?
Rampage, the Boy Scout.
Yeah, the last Boy Scout, you know.
Yeah,
I'm in the... from that club, Rampage, the last Boy Scout, all day. That's split mode.
we had him in the building, and we had Sean Bless, you know, super producer, deal with Missy and Puffy, and we had Ty Fife on, you know what I'm saying? He doing his raw and uncut joint with K-Slay, you know what I'm saying?
Ty Fife is the truth.
Yeah, we just trying to make sure that, you know, everything coincide with each other, you know what I'm saying? Ty Fife working with him, so then we had to throw K Slay on Monday, you know what I'm saying? So that's how we doing, man. We turned all the way up, fam. Well, what's goody with you, man? What's good with Vince's Beach, man? What's good with you? I ain't talked to you in a minute, fam.
Yeah, you know, we moving. Got this Mo Chips, that Mr. Green Line joint about to hit the streets real soon.
That's what's good, man.
You know what I mean?
That's what's good.
Got some R&B records out there pushing around right now, you know. We already know how we do.
I know. Real talk, man. You know what I'm saying? From Jersey to the DMV, man. All day.
Yeah,
y'all know what it is, man. Seriously. I like that, you know what I'm saying, that Sirius Jones joint, though. The Euros, my brother, Big Brother Biz, played it on the show on Sunday.
Oh, he did the beat?
Yeah, nah, he ain't do the beat. He just played the joint on it. He got the online TV show and stuff. You know, I'll be on that joint with him and stuff with Sky High.
Nah, that was me. That was me asking. I thought homie that was on the phone right now did the beat for the Euros.
Nah. I ain't do Euros, but I did several other Jones records.
Okay. That's the stuff. Yeah, I be pumping that Euros joint. That Euros joint and stuff. I got. Send us the joints you did so I can check out the material you did over here. This microphone bully talking right now.
All right, yeah, no question. Hold on, you just got to give me a contact. You know, I mean, microphone bully, I mean, you on Twitter all crazy anyway, so.
Yeah, you know.
I could just hit you and get your information. We did Wild Records with Jones. Who else, man? Kendrick. Got a lot of records with the dude Mo Chips out there. I just did a record with I don't know if you're familiar with DMV artists, but I just did a record with White Folks. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of records. We got a lot of records out there, man. But I could definitely fly you in some material all day, man. Beats, we got beats and all that.
All right, that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
This was good.
My motto is, man, is that I send you the joints, you know what I mean? You
got
have
24
exactly
hours.
24 hours from the time the email get there to extract the music out of your computer because the heat I'm going to send you is subject to just burn your computer up if it's left in there longer than 24 hours, man. You know what I mean? So, you know, the disclaimer is that you have to agree that you will extract the music 24 hours upon delivery, man.
No doubt. I respect
it.
I can dig it.
Burn it up.
That's what I'm talking about. That joint is he definitely got some stuff in it. When I was first, you know what I'm saying, starting, you know, with Lush Radio and stuff, you know what I'm saying, this is my dude that we were doing the commercials and stuff. He, like, I haven't played it yet in a minute, but I got this joint called I Like Bangs, and I sound like this country person, and he put the banjo behind it, so he does some of my production, too, and stuff, when he get free time, when he ain't super busy. But, you know what I'm saying, he's definitely a good dude. You know what I'm saying? For real. Y'all need to, you know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid to be vintage. Vintage beats. You know what I'm saying? He's a good dude. For real. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is, man. Lush Radio Online. We live in the building, man. We ain't playing no games, man. Hey, Guru, man. You know what I'm saying? That whole case, they dropped some serious jewels. And y'all got a side of him that most people won't ever really see. Because most cats is always talking about the drama he be getting, him smacking people. You know, I had to cut homie short when he was talking about, oh, yeah, why you smacking people? Like,
we're going to keep it positive.
That's unnecessary, man. You know what I'm saying? Kids, you know what I'm saying? That's unnecessary. Like, we talking about on some positive shit. This like 2010, man.
Word. I mean, and then where I come from, you don't smack somebody unless they deserve it. So, you know what I mean? Homie should have been able to answer himself, why are you smacking people? Because they deserved it, straight up. You know what I mean? We try to keep it positive, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. You asking somebody that come from the street why they did something. That ain't even a question that makes sense. That shit wasn't about Frank. That was just him trying to get his gangster points up. It didn't work, homie. Shout out to Lush Radio. Shout out to Future Guru. We keeping it positive over here, and this is how you keep everything going.
Yeah, and everybody know that K-Slay.
I'm for Slay right now also, man.
Yeah, K-Slay basically is the, you know, he got that title. If everybody could just think for a second and think outside the box. Give that man the credit for being the drama king only because he lets these artists get it out on wax and he encourages on wax. He don't want to see it go no further than that, man. I heard this man say this, man. You know, so I'm saying, like, the reason why he out here with the New York market is because he know what he doing. How is everybody going to look at you for the answer? That's what New York is doing. So K-Slay is an entrepreneur. We shout out and respect his grind, man. And trust me, when I say I could go back 5 years with just one of his artists, you know, that's the real talk, man. I've been out here, too. And I know it's don't be on my laptop. I'm in the streets, man. Shout out to Irvington. Shout out to Sky High ENT. Shout out to French Montana. Lazy K. Murder. And everybody else, man. Frenchie on 1017 on Twitter, man. That's murder new artists. Lazy K, they pumping that, man. They pumping that.
Y'all already know what it is, man.
Exclusive.
Like, y'all got exclusives, and I'm going to drop that exclusive just because of the love that I love, you know,
exclusive.
Them so much. You know what I'm
murder.
Saying? I'm about to.
Fresh.
Murder joint right here. If y'all
word.
It drops on WorldStar. You know what I'm saying? If y'all know, y'all go act like y'all know. This joint is called I'm Hot. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So get ready to bounce. About to give y'all the exclusive back to back. Murder Baby. Baby K. Frenchie.
Yeah, Lush.
Get hype.
Frenchie. So icy entertainment. I'm tempted, I'm hot, I'm tempted, I'm hot, I'm tempted, I'm hot, I'm tempted, I'm hot.
Four doors, black key. Got some girls that strip for me. She been on that strip for me. Call her Tiffany.
Future Guru, and Bitch, live in the building, the gentleman, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean, we live in here, and, you know what I'm saying, we talking some real shit on Us Radio Online, and we ain't playing no games. And y'all know I really don't do a show on Monday, but I had to do one for K, because, you know what I'm saying, he's a busy man, so you got to work with his schedule, you feel me? So, yeah, I love y'all, though, for real. I got to salute y'all for supporting and you know what I'm saying, doing y'all one, too. I got to salute y'all fellas on the line.
Y'all, salute to Us Radio, man, all the time. So I got to say, salute to Future Guru, too, because Future Guru always around, too. You know what I mean? Every time I call, I never, ever call it. And I miss dates. And I miss dates because a nigga be running around with his head chopped off sometimes, just hawking people, you know what I mean, and then trying to have some type of regular life because, you know, you got to have fun. Because if I die tomorrow, I'll be mad at myself for not having fun today. You dig? You know what I mean? So it is what it is. Shout out to Lush. 12 o'clock, it's nothing. We ain't do a show, but look at the support system. Lush don't even do shows at 12 o'clock. And all these people calling in, that just shows that people at any given time, Lush should just jump out and say, we doing a special show dedicated to an artist. And artists, put some money behind your career, man. Pay somebody worthwhile. Pay Future Guru. Pay Lush. Play me, myself. You know what I mean? It is what it is, man. Shout out to you, Lush.
Shout out to Lush, man.
Stop fronting and pay for beats too, man.
Wow, nah, Guru. Well, I mean, you know what? Let me say that because I ain't been. I'm collecting beats right now, and I'm not paying them. But you know, none is ever for free. We kind of doing them bargaining systems. We trading services right now, so they are getting paid. Yeah, I could agree with that statement. Stop fronting and pay for beats too, unless you got something worth trading.
I mean, you got a bunch of artists out here, man. I mean, all due respect, you know what I mean? But you got a bunch of artists out here that expect for producers to give them free beats. But this is my thing. If you coming in the studio to record and you can't afford to pay for beats, but you come in there with a half ounce of haze and a fifth of Henny, man, you got to go somewhere else and record, man.
I agree. I can agree with that.
Yeah.
They can pay for the beat. Well,
of course. Yeah, you know what I mean? They do that real heavy too, man. You catch a lot of artists and then, like, you know, because my thing is this, right? Check it. You know, you get beats, whatever. You go when you know what I mean? You go when you and you record your song and you put your project out and you got it on your iTunes and, you know, you're running around out the trunk with your joint, but you ain't paid for a beat. You know what I mean? But yet and still, you out here out the trunk with your joints. You're getting money from it off of iTunes and all of that. But then you come back like, yo, I need some more beats. And then when you ask for some money, like, I need some paper. You know what I mean? It's all, yo, well, I can't. You know what I mean? Yo, can we work this way? But, you know, you want to get the beat. But now I'm in here with no lights and something. My lights ain't on because I ain't get paid.
I should agree. Yes.
Keep my lights on in order to make the beats. But you running around with a hot track and project is crazy. You know what I mean? So it's like, yo, in turn, man, you know what I mean? You don't go in McDonald's and say, listen, can I get a double cheeseburger meal and I'll come back and give you the money tomorrow. If you do that, you ain't here.
Yeah. I could 100% agree with that. I could agree with that, yo. I could definitely. That's any route. That's even from promoters, you know what I mean, and venue people. Like, I'm right now, I'm getting into booking events. I got people hitting me like, yo, let me know when we go. I'll come out and rock stage. I'm like, but that don't translate. You ain't just tell me I'll pay you some paper to, you know what I mean, make something happen. I'll go half what you want a venue. You just said, call me when we go, and I'll come out and rock stage.
That
shit was
free.
Spanish. You know what I mean? That was Spanish. And you talking to a New Yorican. I don't even speak Spanish, and I'm Puerto Rican. So, you know, when it comes down to it, it is what it is. But, you know, respect. Just respect the next man's hustle. Respect the next man's work ethic, especially if you see darn well that they really move. You know what I mean? So, like I said, man, shout out to everybody that's really making moves and putting that grind out. And Lush, man, don't be giving them contacts to nobody who ain't really fully support. You already know what it is, Lush.
Hey.
So all I got to say, I got to send a real shout out to these cats out here. Shout out to the cats that's going around saying that they don't fuck with Lush and they don't fuck with me. And they acting like faggots out here and they crying little bitches. Yo, shout out to y'all. Get the fuck out of here.
Uh-oh, I got one. Oh, shit.
I
buy one.
Go ahead, Google. Get your fuck out of here real quick, man.
Yeah, real quick, man. I just got to say to all the people who spend time fronting like they supposed to get those same services Biz just talked about and act like they don't see what's going on, get the fuck out of here. Just keep paying attention till you adapt and conform, yo. Because we got our stuff. We going in. Just watch us go in if you're not down. Please, don't look our way if you don't got your game face on. We got our game face on around here, man.
That's right.
Look the other way, man, and keep it moving. You can keep it moving if you don't have your game face on. It's perfectly okay with me. Don't even look at me because I got mine on, period.
Yo, listen, I got my game face on because in the middle of that interview right there, I started doing a logo that I got paid for 2 days ago. In the middle of that interview. So we was on at 12, it's now 1:30. In the last hour and a half, I completed this interview. So just now, I was multitasking on this side, people.
Word.
Y'all gonna see me get on Twitter in the next 10 minutes and start blasting this logo out just to show y'all the work. Yo, shout out to Lush Radio, shout out to Future Guru. Keep your game face on and take your hater blockers off, because
no,
either way, we shot it through them. Like, it is what it is. Lush, I know what's going on, Guru. You know what's going on, man.
Word.
Tony finally here.
Microphone Bully, tune in, man. 6 o'clock on Sunday, man. You already know. Log on to the Twitter, man. Microphone Bully. It's easy to spell.
You got to get the fuck out of here real quick for some cash. You got some shout-outs for some cash to say. Get the fuck out of here.
If you think you're going to come around here and get some free beats for hot projects, man, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, man, that's basic. That's basic. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Wow. Shout out to Vintage Beach, Billy Blast. You know, shout out to Billy Blast, man. You already know, man. Respect that man's grind, man. And go check out his website. Website is popping. His website is popping. Check it out. He's got
hey,
the Fly logo,
get
too.
The fuck out of here. What's your get the fuck out of here, man?
Who that?
Biz, what's your get the fuck
oh,
out
come
of
on,
here?
Oh,
listen. If you coming at me for free stuff, just have a good plan and be able to talk real, real good. And there's like a slim, slim possibility that it can happen. So I'm not even going to throw the free people under the bus. My get the fuck out of here shout out is, yo, get the fuck out of here if I was just talking to somebody on Twitter that you never talked to in your life, and as soon as I stopped talking to them, you started talking to them. So if you fit into that category, even a little bit, if you think for a second I could be talking about you, get the fuck out of here. I am talking about you. That's my get the fuck out of here right there. You know what I mean? And for everybody, I got one more. See, I got 100 get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? But this is a future get the fuck out of here early, just so y'all know in advance. When I book these venues that nobody in my circle is using, and you try to call a venue and try to book that same venue a week after my show, get the fuck out of here, yo. And don't spend a week straight hunting venues down and to find them. And if you a whack-ass rapper and you can't take a critique from someone who's better than you, you understand? Get the fuck out of here. And if you're not rocking with Future Guru, Microphone Bully, and Lush Radio, and everybody else that comes to support, get the fuck out of here. Kill yourself.
Wow.
That's my joint right there. That's it. I'm done venting.
He just went in, yo. I felt that one. That was a real.
He just went in.
Hold up. And if you didn't like Puff Daddy's verse on Waka Flocka's track, if you don't like Puff Daddy as a gangster rapper, get the fuck out of here. Let's, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, Lush, because Puff was going in. Y'all thought I just went in. Puff was going in. Y'all watch that video.
I'm going to keep it 100, man. I seen that video with Puff and the, what's the girl's name, Dirty Money?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, was it me or did Puff have a mouth full of gold teeth, man?
He might have. Yeah, Puff be spazzing, dog. Puff be spazzing. You watch that Waka Flocka remix video, Puff just be...
Wow.
Yo, Puff was in there like, ah, y'all niggas stole my flow, yo. I'm the originator of that shit. Yeah, niggas, you know what I'm saying?
He said y'all went through my shit, but now y'all rocked it wrong.
That's it. I got my money up fucking with them white boys. Now I'm richer than them white boys. What?
Like you said, exactly. You said, now I don't give a fuck because I'm richer than them white folks.
Damn.
And honestly, I don't even like Puff as a rapper, but when I watched that, I appreciated it because I really actually felt like Puff wrote that rhyme. Like, he probably wrote that rhyme dead serious few times in his life. But it's just like a funny joking thing because don't nobody want to see Puff Daddy do gangster rap, but it just shows that, you know, when you in the position to run your own company and do what you please, you can't do what you want. You have the right. You earn that right from putting that work in. So Puff put his work in, and now he earned the right to talk however he wants to.
It don't make a difference if he wrote it or not. There was a statement that Puff made a few years ago that solidified all of that. He said, don't worry about if I write rhymes, I write checks.
That's true.
Wow. That's right.
If you ain't,
he shut that down
a few years ago. That's true. Yeah, like. That's real right. That's real right. No, I was just co-signing it. I actually, on top of that, believed that he wrote it. On top of that. He just had some statements in there that felt like it came from his soul. You know what I mean? Like, he was rapping gangster. It was gangster rap. Puff Daddy on the gangster rap. It was hilarious to me. But, you know, I mean, you know, shout out to the people because there was a message behind it.
I mean, give Puff credit. He's been in the game long enough to write a verse or two, man. Let him do that. He can do it.
Yeah.
Of course. Are you smart enough?
I swear to you, I played that video 3 or 4 times. It was beautiful to me.
I'm gonna go watch it now. Shout out to YouTube. I'm gonna go dig it up. I'm gonna search the shit. I'm gonna go see for myself.
Nah, y'all gotta go to live stream. Y'all gotta go to www.microphonebully.com and look at the TV player, and it's on there. Or go to www.lushradioonline.com. The top screen right there is Microphone Bully. Y'all can see the relapse. We played about 4 times.
Okay.
We actually want to get that comment on what y'all think about it though. Honestly, like.
That's the live stream joint.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a live stream. We put live stream over there.
You got music on your, like, I thought you had like ambiance music for your page. I was about to say, man, I'm gonna holla at you behind the scenes.
Oh well, nah, that's what I'm saying. On that tip, yo, we really pulling a couple of little maneuvers on this side. So we with the plug-in. Russ got more information.
I hit you on Twitter anyway, so you know what I'm saying? On the DM, we can exchange information and rap, you know what I mean?
Definitely. We'll go on there. Anything that comes through Lush Radio, you know what I mean? I already know that's my sister. I just say one thing, and this is I keep it funky, you know what I mean? I keep it real funky. Loyalty is everything to biz. So if you come through Lush Radio like that just happened last, you know what I mean? Like, just keep it 100 with Lush, because, you know what I mean, I'm one of those that... When you come through somebody and then I don't see you messing with them no more and you think we going to continue walking down the road, that's not happening. You know what I mean? Lush is my sister. Loyalty is everything. So we definitely with the rock and the plug came through her. I know it's good money. And you know what I mean? It is what it is.
Big brother Benz for that plug right there, because that's the message for all you cats out there, man. Get it together, man. Tune in. You'll see what's going down.
On a real positive note, they got the 2010 We Are the World. We got it live on www.lushradioonline.com. Check that out. They even got Lil Wayne actually sitting here. It's like 3 people with auto tunes. Your man Akon with auto tunes. Your man T-Pain with auto tunes. And your man Lil Wayne had auto tunes, and they were all singing. And they had some rap in it. LL, Busta, a whole bunch of people. So check it out. It's hot. I got the video on it. And I got the MP3 just in case if y'all want it. I got that joint, the new joint. And also check out, that was provided to me by Stop Beefing Radio. So log on to www.stopbeefingradio.
Yeah, we need to get an instrumental to the new We Are the World and do a Lush Radio Microphone Bully We Are the World remix just for the hell of it.
Wow.
That's all fan-made. You know what I mean? That'd be major. That really be me, especially with us behind the promotion, you know what I mean? So, and we might even need Blast to do the remix beat or something like that, you know? Like, let's get it, one of those. But
you don't do it and call it We Are the World. You do it and you call it We Are the Web.
We Are the Web. Yeah, there it is. Look, come on, man. And if you listening and we hear you drop that remix before us, let's believe we will
act negative. You understand? I will turn negative on y'all ASAP. As positive as we are, we can turn negative. We don't want to have to do it to you. We don't want to have to do it to you. Again, we don't want to have to do it.
But I do want to employ people to go and download it on iTunes and stuff because they are giving the proceeds towards Haiti. So they did it towards Haiti. So make sure that y'all go and support that. Leave some comments on the video and everything. Support Stop Beefing Radio. They family too. Also DI Radio Cast. They doing their thing. African Ally and DJ Ghost. DJ Ghost, I asked her for a 2-hour mix. And she did it for me in like a day. So she showed me mad love. Salute to her. Salute to all our sponsors. We really going in, man. 2010 is ours. We all the way turned up. Jump on a wave and get washed up. Free hip hop. Along with that, you know what I'm saying? Free Max B, free Gucci. We in the building. Coochie. But anyway, we in the building, man. Burr. We in the building though, man. But shout out to Gucci, man. We salute him, man, for real, man. You know what I'm saying? They always trying to take cats down, man. But you know what? We need to come together as a community. If we ain't working together, we ain't working at all. Stop cutting each other's throat, man, because it's not going to work like that. The more you cut your throat, the less you're going to be in this game, man. You need to support each other. This is a movement, and people ain't playing that game. This year, people on that loyalty shit. And if you mess around, you might be washed up, for real. So make sure you get your stuff together, man. You know what I'm saying? Get it together. You know, it's real talk. And
I heard it first. Lush Radio Online.
Let me go on real quick, because I got to address some people real quick, man. If this applies to you, then it applies to you. If it don't, then disregard this.
Let it fly.
It took me a year to get to where I'm at. And you know what I'm saying? I done met some people. We done rocked together. Some cats done fell off because they was on their own interest rather than working together. I done met cats, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, done lied. I done seen some cats that done some conniving stuff. I done seen cats that's definitely showing love. I got to salute the cats that really, you know what I'm saying, shout out to DJ Finesse, my big brother. Shout out to Teddy Ted. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, everybody, you know what I'm saying. And I'm even going to salute, you know what I'm saying, some of the cats that I rock with that, you know, did they sly stuff, you know what I'm saying. Salute to y'all, and I wish the best on whatever your endeavors is. But real talk, nobody can stop what we doing. It's a force, you know what I'm saying, it's a force. And for the cats that don't like me because I'm grinding harder than you, for the cats that don't like me because I'm a female and I'm kicking in doors, and for people that, because I gave birth to the cats that's starting all these blog talk radio. I don't knock y'all cats. Do what y'all do. But it's been a lot of blog talk radios and then came after me, and I salute y'all. But remember, read my numbers and check my numbers and see how many interviews I got under my belt, baby. Check for
me.
You know what I'm saying? You already know what it is, man. This is a new era of radio, Lush Radio Online. It's not just going to be on blog talk. We're not just on blog talk. We all over. You know what I'm saying? We got a serious following, and you know what I'm saying? I love y'all. And I love y'all for trying to be me. You know what I'm saying? But remember, there's only one original. No mimic, no copy. I am able to adapt to any situation. I'm like water, like Bruce Lee say. I see you when you don't. My flashlight is on. See you at the finish line because I'm gone, baby.
Word.
Turn the fuck up.
Turn it up.
And I got something to go off of that, Lush. You know what I mean? You wish them luck, Lush. But Ben says, if you fit into the category that Lush was just speaking about, fuck out of here.
Biz going in, man. Shout out to everybody. Lush just shouted out, man. And if you rocking with Lush Radio, that's what's up, man. Just keep tuning in. You know, we're going to keep bringing you exciting guests. We doing actually education and entertainment, man. And, you know, this is the important thing that we stressing. Get up, get your pen and pads out, you know, take notice what we got on the line. You could go blog talk yourself to death. We got the hottest guest, the hottest host, period. I don't know what y'all looking for out there. It ain't nowhere else. We the streets, we the business, we the business wave. We could street wave, business wave, combine that, man. That's us, man. We on to something, man. Y'all just keep checking it out, man. The force. Nobody stopping us.
Cool.
Let me, this is 2010, so all the cats that, you know what I'm saying, was beefing with me, I salute y'all. And I still got love for y'all, because at the end of the day, this is business. You know what I'm saying? All that emotional stuff is out the door. So let me go ahead and salute a couple of people, you know what I'm saying, that I might have not mentioned. But I still support y'all no matter what y'all doing, you know what I'm saying? Yo, salute, you know what I'm saying, my man, the Fur King. I see you doing your number. He actually introduced me to Billy, and he actually introduced me to Bump, and he actually introduced me to my big brother, DJ Finesse, you know what I'm saying? But I salute him, you know what I'm saying? And it's all good money, you know what I'm saying, for real. Salute.
Wow, that's real big, man. It's coming from my girl, Lushy Lush.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a grown ass woman, and you know what I'm saying? I give what respect is due, and I salute everybody that done came and then gone. And I still love y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? No matter what, you know what I'm saying? I'm a real nigga, and I'm on some real shit, and it is what it is. So I love y'all, salute y'all. I'm out this motherfucker right now because I'm motherfucker hungry.
Shout out to the Fur King introduced me to Billy Blast too, man. So me and Lush got something in common. That's why we rock harder than ever, man. We rock harder than ever. And I ain't got nothing else to say. We rock harder than ever. Y'all can't stop this, man. Shout out to Microphone Bully. I see he the family, man. He putting the family together, keeping it together. He just told y'all, man, loyalty, B. Get out of here. True Son Ali got the hit theme song on this station, man. Go check that out, man. Go shout out to True Son Ali, man. Cats better learn about loyalty, man.
For real, that's real talk, man. So, salute, man. And Billy, man, I love you to death, man. You my brother from another mother. And I'm going to call you on the phone. And shit, and I'm going to holler at you, my dude.
Word, real talk, man.
Billy, holler.
Shout out to Billy Blast. When you coming to Jersey, Billy Blast?
I'll probably be up there like 2 weeks, man.
Well, then, you know, we got that math. We're going to DM that math back. You know, we was locked in, so let's stay locked in, baby. Me and Billy Blast go back about a year and a half, y'all. Get out of here, man. About a year and some change. Don't get it twisted, man. I ain't just me, Billy Blast. We've been on three-way calls till 3 in the morning, man. Get out of here, man.
Yeah, I'm here, man. I'm in the business of building bridges, man, not burning them.
Get out of here, man. Me and Billy Blast been on calls, man. Locked in, bro. Get out of here, man. And he coming back to Jersey. I'm going to hook up with him.
That's what it is, man. Make sure y'all support Vince's Beats. He do got some fire, real talk. And I'll 50 co-sign to stand that. That dude's a good dude, for real. And I'm going to go ahead and play True Son Ali. We out of this, man.
What? Shout out to True Son Ali. Yeah.
She a nameless. My soul goes out to a special someone.